are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Welcome to Serious Growth Podcast. God, the first thing that sort of comes to my mind today is we lost another guy in the bodybuilding industry, Doug Brignoli. And it seems like there's been a bunch of them in here recently. I mean, some of them have lived a longer age, like Bill Pearl is one, but it seems like there are too many people just dropping. I don't know if it really is that many or it just seems like that, but I think what happens is when I hear about stuff like that, because of my age, I think it has something to do where I'm at in my age. I'll tell you what, you talk about a wake-up call, you know, you start realizing, unlike when you're 20, 30, 40 years old, hell, even 50, but you don't think about how fickle and how things can change in a heartbeat or less than a heartbeat. I mean, you know, it's just, I think it maybe has something to do. It doesn't change the fact that it's a sad day when anybody passes like that, especially a guy like Brignoli. I mean, he was like a student of the game. He was one of the guys that knew his stuff. He really did. And it's just sad to begin with. But I think it just has more of a wake up call to myself, I guess, in a way. And in today's show, basically, this is what I'm going to be talking about are just random thoughts that come to my mind. The things that I'm going to be talking about will be based on my own experiences and opinions. So keep that in mind. But, one of the things that I've learned as I've gotten older here is that, you know, you got to look back to move forward. It's impossible to move forward effectively, I should say, unless you're willing to look back. And sometimes it's a hard thing to do because your past sometimes is brutal. A lot of bad stuff has happened, but that doesn't change the fact that you still need to look back to move forward. So again, that's just a thought that I had. And as I'm getting older, you know, I want to make sure that I am as effective as I can possibly be, efficient, because just based on stats, you know, I'm 68 years of age. I think the average age for a male to live in the United States is 78. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? 10 years? I mean, you know, you think that's a long time. I don't want to be a downer or anything, but you think that's a long time. But I'm thinking, shit, look how fast 68 got here. Maybe some of you people can relate, or maybe you can't. Maybe it's just I'm trying to tell you to be present, be in the moment as much as you can, because the next thing you know, you're at my age. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because I honestly think that in so many ways, because of the fact that I have overcome a bunch of stuff, like we all will, that, I've overcome the obstacles. And in many ways, I'm in a whole lot better spot than I was when I was some of your ages, if you're younger than I am. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. I just think it happens that you start becoming aware of a lot more, you know, whereas when you're younger, you think you're going to live forever and you don't live in the moment as much. I think the mistake about that is I think that we miss out on quite a bit of stuff, at least, you know, from my point of view, again, my opinion.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're going to get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief and the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
Okay, the consequences of doing what you love. because there are consequences, positive and negative. I can tell you, as an athlete, a football player, I almost died playing that sport. As a cyclist, I got into, after I retired, so to speak, from the sport for 13 years, I got into cycling, long distance cycling. I almost died doing that sport. And as a bodybuilder, I almost died doing that sport. You know, I've told you guys before, I had these strokes. I'm not saying that these sports in itself was a reason why I almost died. But what's common in those things, those different sports that I'm telling you about, is the one thing that was common was me. I was all in. And I think that in order for you to get the most out of your training, get the most out of your diet, I think, in my opinion, that you have to have the mindset of, if I'm going to do this, and believe me being a cyclist, it was like a bumblebee trying to fly. I didn't belong on the bike, but I was attracted to how hard it looked. But the point is, if you're not all in, mind, body, soul, you can't possibly achieve the things that you want. I mean, at least to the nth degree or to the highest level of your potential. You know, I've been on Google, you know, I see a lot of stuff that's in YouTube about Dorian Yates and Ronnie Coleman, you know, because those guys had this mentality of what I'm talking about. They were all in. It was like, give it all or nothing. And you could say that there's some pretty heavy consequences for those two guys. I put myself in that category because I can relate to them. I relate to how and what they're thinking about in the moment. I'm still that person in that moment. Even though I'm 68 years of age, I'm still that person. When I train in the gym, I don't train just to get by or just to have a good time. I'm all in still, you know? And I have to tell you, and which kind of pisses me off, I occasionally start thinking about, you know, should I be going, taking this route, having that mentality? I can't do it any other fucking way. I've tried. I can't. I'm sleepwalking through my program if I do that. Anything less than 100% all the time, I just can't do it, you know? So that's what I mean about the consequences of doing what you love. The thing that's very similar about Ronnie Coleman and Dorian Yates and myself is that we love what we're doing. It's a love hate, but we love what we're doing. Why in the world will we keep taking ourselves to the gym and taking ourselves to war? Because we love that. It's something that we absolutely 100% need on many levels. Not only physically, but I think more importantly, it's the mental aspect of that. I can't do it any other way. But am I setting myself up for potentially a negative consequence? I could be. You know, I think about that. Am I going too hard? Look what happened with, you know, this thing starts flashing. I look what happened to Ronnie and Dorian, and there's been others. And it's because they gave it everything. They were willing to die for what they were doing, what they loved. And I think that that's a very important thing. And I happen to agree with that. Even to this day, I'm willing to put myself out there. And look, it's, you have to calculate and make it a risk rather than a gamble. But in my view, I'm calculating that the good stuff that I'm getting out of my all in, all or nothing in mindset to, you know, redefine what my age is. I have to have a goal of some kind. It could be anything for you guys out there. That's my goal, is to redefine, I'm a muscle head. I'm a meat head. I love muscle. It was really funny today at my gym. I'm in my office, and this happened to me when I was back in my heyday in my 40s, because I was pretty big. And I'm in my office, and this one of our clients that are in there, I heard him walk by, and he told the trainer that we have in the gym. And he said, you know what, Jose, I don't want to look like Leo. I just want to get cut. That cracked me up like I couldn't believe. That was actually a huge compliment for a muscle head and a meathead like me. That's a huge compliment. You know why? Because what he is saying is that he doesn't want to put on, he doesn't want to look like myself because I'm too muscly. What he's really saying is that he can't do that. He doesn't have to worry about that. It won't happen for him. I'm not saying that's a negative thing. I talk real. I talk straight. I know him. I know the training that they're doing. It can never happen. But it's interesting how people talk to themselves. You know, it's like secretly, I can tell you this. Secretly, they would like to look and put on more muscle. But that's their way out. That's okay. You're not all in, pal. That's not who you are. And that's okay. I'm not judging you. But I am telling you that, but you know, having that all or nothing attitude will look. I think that my attitude has some positive influences because it developed things that are important in life. But look, when you're almost dying from something, you got to wonder, is it really worth it? I got to tell you something. As sick as this might sound, yeah, it's worth it. I have no regrets. And that's just the way I have to do this. I just have to be as smart as I possibly can. And, you know, I've said it before many times, bodybuilding has saved my life more than one time. How can that possibly be? Some of you might be asking, how does it save your life when you just said that you almost died from potentially from that way of life at that level because everything was so extreme? Look, you push your body too hard. On any level, I mean, if you're that person that doesn't go to the gym, just smoke and drink your ass off, like really, really extreme every day. See what's going to happen potentially. You know, some people do actually, and nothing ever happens to them. And some people do a hell of a lot less than that and they go down. But bodybuilding saved my life. And I'll tell you why. You know, I think that bodybuilding is an antidote for life. Think about what life is. From my view, life is a combination of adversity, suffering, success, discipline, good luck, and bad luck. Isn't that life? Well, bodybuilding is all about that. Bodybuilding taught me, you know, I was I've been an athlete for a long time, but bodybuilding was a game changer for me. And this is the reason why I'm saying bodybuilding changed my life. I mean, I was an athlete when I was playing football. I was all in, but here's where I wasn't all in. I was an athlete. This is in high school and college. And I was partying my ass off, drinking, smoking, burning the candle at both ends. And the difference between that being all in and the bodybuilding lifestyle, you know, bodybuilding saving my life, is I really didn't develop all the discipline necessary to really put myself on the right path of life. You know, I can control some of those things. I'm not as extreme as I was back then. And that's how I rationalize this thing, you know, because I'm not moderate by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not, but it's all about, you know, it's all about where I was when I was extreme and how I am right now and also still being extreme. I'm extreme. I don't push myself in my training exactly like I did when I was bodybuilding, but I'm kind of close. Some of the things I do now as a, you know, a bodybuilding lifestyle is that I really make this who I am, you know, my daily getting up to exercise. One of the best things that you can do for your life, and that's proven, is exercise. And I think some of us on some level know that, but it really is one of the best things ever that you can do for yourself. And then, so aside from that, then let's talk about diet. You know, I've been that person that said you're not a product of what you eat as much as you're a product of how much you eat or how little that you eat. Because some people are starving themselves because they can't get their body in control. So I was one of that those people back in those days. I didn't know really what to do when I was younger before I got into bodybuilding. So everything that I did was extreme. Well, I just starved myself, you know, to drop weight. How many people do that? Well, that's destructive to the body, especially when it becomes chronic. And that there is the key. Chronically. Hey, your body is designed to take a lot of shit, a lot of abuse. It really does. It is. It's designed to take that. But at some point, you've gone too far. You're sending yourself over the edge. And that's one of the things that bodybuilding, one of the, you know, inherent risks that you calculations that you take when you go into that or have that kind of mindset. You have to be willing, you have to be able to be aware and able to put a bit in your mouth. And for me, I have to be able to do that, but still be extreme, but not like I was when I was in my 40s going crazy in serious growth, big beyond belief. That shit was wild. I know some of you have seen some of the videos that I did with Platts. That shit was scary. I never thought that I would be afraid to go into a gym and train. I'm admitting that now. Now, you know, fear is not, or afraid, being afraid is not necessarily a bad thing unless you, you know, end up in a fetal position and you give up. I think fear and danger and anger and all these emotions need to be present. It's a question of how you use that, you know, but I never thought, I mean, going in training with Platts, that fucker was nuts. I've always said that. But he, look, he was that exactly what I'm talking about. He was all in, you know, and I think that that's exactly what you out there, you need to look for something that gives you this kind of, for me, this is all about passion and the absolute love. And to be almost, like I said, at one time, willing to destroy myself over that to get a result. That's sick fucking thinking on one level. I get that. But you know what? So many of the people that that overachieve and then achieve, you know, great things over time, I think that maybe you're not surprised, but this is the type of thinking that is pretty common. I think what somebody does as they get older, and that's hopefully where I'm putting myself, and I'm just trying to let you guys in on that too, because this audience is going to vary. And probably a younger type audience, but yet not maybe in the 20s, you know. But I'm just giving you a glimpse of what I think that needs to be done and how you need to approach this. But going back to the original, the theme of this was the consequences of doing what you love. And yet if you don't do what you love, I promise you, you're going to miss out on so much of life. Do what you love. It's never too late in my view. I'm still doing that. 68 years of age, I'm still doing what I love. I can't do it. I'm going to say it again. I can't do it any other way. Take the leap of faith. And when you do what you love, everything else is going to work out. I don't want to say I promise you, but it's happened to me. And I know if it can happen to me, it can happen to you. Pick a path you want to go down. Pick a path that you're extremely passionate about. Go for it. It'll free you. You won't feel like you're in prison, like you're just, you know, life is just living you. It'll be the opposite. You'll love getting up every single day. I can't wait to go to the gym in the morning. I fucking can't wait. I love taking myself to war. I love the feeling after that when it's all over, when all those natural chemicals in your body, that runner's high. It's amazing, man. It's so amazing. It's something that I can't even explain to you to give it the, you know, just how much and how good that feels. I mean, is that such a bad thing? If you live your life to this extent and full of passion, I don't think it gets better than that. I don't know. I'm on this journey and learning about stuff along the way, constantly going into uncharted waters. I mean, you know, I've been there. When I look back, I've been to all those places. And I certainly use that for some valuable information as to how I want to proceed forward. I hope you guys find what I have found in my life. even all with all the stuff that's happened. A lot of stuff is going to happen to you. That's just life. I want to leave you with a supplement tip. Some people don't know this. I didn't know this until I interviewed somebody who is I think he's a genius. He's a madman as well, but I think he's a genius. It's about whey protein. There's so much talk about protein anyway. And one of the things that a lot of people take is a whey protein. So you have whey protein, you have whey isolate, and let's just call it a regular whey that's not an isolate. The difference is that an isolate breaks down much faster in your bloodstream. And, you know, obviously what's really important about, I've been talking about this whole thing about taking myself to war and, you know, going for it. Look, what's really as important as your workout is your recovery from your workout. Please keep that in mind. And haven't been really talking about that, you know, too much, but I'll elaborate a little bit. And I'm telling you something that you probably don't know. Muscle is not built in the gym. That's where you tear your shit up. The muscle is built in recovery. So you need to be mindful and understand just exactly how protein works. That's very important because your body is made up 100% of protein. And so you have to understand how to utilize and get the most out of that. And then how that impacts your body, not only in muscle growth, but in the recovery. That's where it's at. You see, if I don't take care of myself, if I go and kick myself, look, the other thing, again, chronic was sort of the operating word. It can't be chronic for the long haul, okay? One of the things I make sure that I do, and I highly advise for you people that are training, is get the hell out of the gym, you know, under an hour. We, in Serious Growth and all of our programs that we wrote, we made sure that we told you it was 35 to 45 minutes. Get in and get out. That's still a good default to use. I know from how the physiology works, you're not going to overtrain your body, even if you're going over to the 55-minute mark. I know that. But it's like some people are still training an hour and a half or 2 hours each time. Okay, that you're setting yourself up for, you know, in the long haul, that's chronic. And that's when your body's going to start shutting you down in certain ways. Especially, you know, you all of a sudden you'll notice that all of a sudden you're getting hurt all the time, dinged up. So recovery is hugely important. Don't stay in the gym longer than 55 minutes. Whey protein. You do not have to take away isolate protein because it's going to get in your system faster. It's the idea of that is correct. The concept of that is correct. But after interviewing this guy who formulates product, he said that just taking a regular whey protein, that protein has certain elements of that protein will break down immediately in your body. And then the whey will last long enough to cover you in your recovery. Your recovery happens pretty immediate after the workout. You know, we've talked about that before, where if you're going to take supplements for recovery, which this protein that I'm talking about, it's used for that. We always talked about getting it in between 30, you know, the window of opportunity is around 30 to 40 minutes to get protein into your system up to that point, so you can use it as a recovery tool. Otherwise, you miss that opportunity. You know, some of the other things that you can do to make sure that your body recovers faster. Again, this is not, you know, new stuff, but making sure that you're getting enough rest, making sure I like to take now especially, but I wish I would have taken it sooner, things like turmeric, nitric oxide, anything that will minimize or eliminate inflammation, because your training and your diet is inflaming you at certain points in your overall training regimen. It just does that. And so eliminating inflammation as much as you can by creating an environment for your body. Again, taking products like something that's got nitric oxide or fish oil. Fish oil softens up your arteries. Nitric oxide, it's a vasodilator. It opens that up. So when you're taking protein, you're going to get more of that good stuff into your cells. And again, that aids in recovery. Your recovery, you're only as good as your recovery is where I'm trying to go with this. Keep that in mind. One without the other is dangerous in the long haul, and it's impossible for you to reach your full potential in whatever you're doing. Muscle, endurance, body fat reduction, these things all play a role. And that's why bodybuilding, it has been the path for me. That's why it has ultimately saved my life, because it created a situation where I had to pay attention, especially from when I had my injuries. It forced me to make a choice. And this is where I'm going to leave this with you. You have to make a choice. You have to be willing to, even if you're not that bodybuilder, even if you're just that person that's going in and doing it just for, you know, just to get some exercise. I say pay attention to every factor and every element, and we've talked about some of them today, to how to make your body perform at its highest level, wherever that is for you, and then recover, take care of it. After I had my injury, one of the things that I did, because I never want to go through that again, was I promised myself that I would take care of my body. I would really take care of that, because I was that person that really didn't pay as close attention to the recovery as I should have. So I'm talking to you from firsthand experience. All right, we're going to leave it right there. Until next time, get some serious growth and pay attention to your recovery. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.